Halacha from Boira is one of the other melachas from Shabbos. Mishnemrure in the Akadomet in Chaz Boira, Mishnemrure brings down person has to know that when he's burning on Shabbos, even at the Etzem, what he's doing, he's just taking out one piece and the other piece. הנה בויר רואיכו מלמתס אובס מלוכה של שבס וחיוב אם עולה גם כן חטס בשרקיק ובמיס המזית כמו ישר מלוכס ובאבנסינו הרבים הרבה אנושים נכשולים באיסור בויר שבו עושה את עצמם יש המלוכה like driving a car and people don't realize and the nichshol the whole time and the lechas בויר is the mishnebura and simen shin yutes and the akdomet to בויר. And the Akdomet Hilchei Shabbos, the Mishnah speaks about a person has to learn Hilchei Shabbos. So the Mishnah brings down everyone has to learn Hilchei Shabbos. Why? It says because if a person will not do Hilchei Shabbos, even if a person will learn all of the Musar, afilim imat kol inyonim amusorim amezarzorim leShabbos, a person will learn every Musar, you have to keep Shabbos, you will hear Shmuzi, lo yoyle, it will not help. Why? Because he will not know what to do. What helps that he will hear Shmuzi that he has to keep Shabbos? He doesn't know the halachas. So I'll give you an example, he says. Derech Moshe. Chem b'yisru boru motzu mo'id li'ikoshev nechisor en yedir. He has two different kind of meats, or chickens, and he pushes one away. Yisru gomu. Vo'id kama halachas b'ilchis boyo. So when the Mishnah Berurah wants to give an example of what happens to a person that doesn't know halacha, says the example is Boira. Person will not know Boira, and Shabbos is Mechshul Kaseder, and Melochas Dei Reise. So I want, Be'etzem, we'll try to start from the Klolim, of Hilchos Boira, the Moshul, Klal Yisrael, you know, one of the Jewish, Ashkenazi Ma'acholim that eat in Shabbos is gefilte fish. Why Klal Yisrael eat gefilte fish? Because Be'etzem, I'm not going to eat salmon and all different zachem, but it was bones. And every person that ate Shabbos, fish in Shabbos, he was nichshol in Boira. So people didn't want to be nichshol in Boira, so they started to eat gefilte fish. So another reason they couldn't afford the fish, so the gefilte fish, they added bread. It was another reason. But the Moshe today, that they could buy salmon without bones, so a lot of people went back to the salmon. But it was a minhag of Klal Yisrael not to serve in a meal fish with bones on Shabbos. Because if a person doesn't know the halachas, the derech klal is over boyer when he eats fish on Shabbos. There's a big idiot to eat fish. All different. The Moshe says, Oichel dag, b'yoyim dag, nitzal midag. A person eats fish, b'yoyim dag, it's 7. Shabbos, nitzal midag, dina shel gehenem. Oichel dag, b'yoyim dag, nitzal midag. But of all different more reasons, the kavanas that a person has to eat, the fish, you know, all the kids of the fish are kosher, the fish never needs shchita, it never becomes treife, you know, to eat everything, there's no chalev, so klal Yisrael, pruv and vuz, comes in Shabbos, the poshta kavanas that a person has to do when he eats the fish in Shabbos. And when we call Now, as mevur in the Gemara, that boiler is not only in food. Boiler is silver, cutlery, clothes, gemores, svarim. Is isur boiler? The Gemara brings down, for example, a person wants to make mud. He has mud and he wants to make cement. So you put sand in the cement. You mix it, you have a good cement. But you know, you take mud from the floor, you grind it, so you have, you know, loose sand, and from that you make cement. Before he wants to make cement, he looks in the sand, you know, it has to be smooth when he makes it on the wall, and he sees a couple of big bumpy pieces. So the Gemara says, if he takes it out, he's oyver and boyer. So the Rishonim bring a raya that is boyer, even in mud, even in something that's not roi le'achile, could be boyer. This could happen a lot. We're going to have a person has a plate, you know, especially you know, some bochim, a nice bochim. You invite them to eat for Shabbos meal. They start to help to take off. Yeah? So you know the bones start to pile on the plate. You know, like every plate you clean, there's a plate. It becomes like a little alcina. Yeah, and then you realize there's a little fork under there. So you pull out the fork. Yeah, you don't have to go to the garbage. You don't need this fork anymore. It's not the alto. The guy's.
Is it not
louder?
You don't
want to
throw it out.
This is not called louder. We'll get it. It's not called louder. You don't need a fork now. The main, this guy that took out the fork could be it's Chaim Nissen. I could drive a car in Shabbos. It's a whole Chaim Nissen. Person is eating garinim and he doesn't know what he's doing. It's Chaim Nissen. We'll see later. If a person loves Zagan. Is eating a salad. A lot of times it happens, you know, you give a little kid a salad, he doesn't like the onions. It's sharp for him. But you like it. Give it to me. By him, it's psoilus b'teichoichel. So, Shmuel HaMach holds, maybe it's a boyer d'oraisa. And then, if you have to know, if something is boyer, Shnebuah says, b'dievet, you're not allowed to eat it. If someone was boyer for you something, you're not allowed to eat it b'dievet. Or sometimes you come in to someone and they serve at the table. So chutz from the kashrus, the rabbanut, all these averus, yeah? But chutz from that, you never know, could be the waiter, is a poshut, you know, a guy that is not a yeshiva bacher, and he poshut, he took out a couple of bones, and he was buying a poshut, oh, it's Yisro Achille. It's Yisro Achille. And buying is one of the melochas that kimat if a person doesn't know, that it's a filter, it's really, you know, the new boyers. But if a person doesn't know the halachas of boyer, it's kimat lo yimole that is not nichshel in the melocha chamur adayrais. Now, we'll see later, this is one boyer, but they have the klolim and the lat to build. It could be boyer even when it's not psoilas and oicha. The regular boyer is psoilas and oicha. For example, you have a salad, and you have a pit. You have a lemon inside the salad, and you pull out the pit. This is boyer d'oraisa. It's boyer d'oraisa. Or, for example, you have a mushroom garinim, nuts, and one of them is not good, so you pull it out before you serve it. This is boyer d'oraisa. Or you take out the fork. Yeah, well, I have to know. If it's boyer d'oraisa, a person pours water with dirt into the sink. It's a drainer, right? So what happens? The drainer, the water goes into the hole, the dirt stays in the little, I don't know how you call it, but that's not a little hole, it's metal, yeah? And then you pick it up, you throw it in the garbage. The mice are doing beta, right? What do you want? You want the liquid to go into the sink. You don't want the dirt to go into the sink. You're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. This is, all of these are beta, oichal mitach psoilus. That is another boyer. That two of the things are roi to eat. And that is divided to two. We have the case that we spoke about the onions. The onion is a salad. Everything is good. But you don't want to eat onions. Or you have two pieces of chicken. You want the top, not the bottom. The bottom, not the top. It's called boyer or not. You have chopped, you don't want the barley, soup. Yeah, you should give soup. You like the barley, you don't like all the other zach at all. So you take the barley, but you don't want liquid on your plate. You want to eat a lot of barley. So you take the lid, the ladle, and you put it like near the side of the soup, like this, the liquid goes out, and you chop your gargle or your knedel. Yeah? So you're right, the soup is a soup. Well, the ma'aseh, you boil them. You're separating. So two things are roi. So all these cases are called boil oichel mitoich oichel, but you want one of them. Again, I want to divide it into three groups. Is psoilus mitoich oichel a bit? Or the oichel mitoich psoilus, the fork out of the garbage. Example, a lot of times, someone throws it to the garbage. Oh, they see the fork was thrown into the garbage. You take your hand, you pull it out. The becher is into the garbage. People, they lost the ring, so they look in the garbage and take it out, yeah? This is oichel mitoich psoilus, or psoilus mitoich oichel. This is one group that the kula alma is boil. We'll see later when yes and when not. The second group is that both of them are oichel. Just you want to eat one and you don't want to eat the other one. It's also called boil. If you mostly show you. And then we have a third kind of boyer, that this is called oichel mitoich oichel, that you want both. This we'll get to in the end. For example, as they get to everyone who get married, they finish a nice meal, they wash the dishes. They have a lot of silverware, knives, forks. Now you want to put a meat. You need, everything is the same. The knives you will need eventually, the forks, everything is the same. You need everything for tomorrow morning. Or you're playing a game. So he wants the black pieces, you know, he's the black and you're the white, yeah? Everyone has what he likes, yeah? But now, so if you're the black and you pull out the black, then for sure you're taking out the oichas out of the psoilus, yeah? You don't want the white. But all of a sudden you're setting the game. So you take a white, black, yeah? You're dividing it. So both of the pieces of the game, I'm not going to be allowed to play in Shabbos or not, yeah? But both of the pieces of the game, I'm not playing, it doesn't make a difference. You want to put the hundreds in one pile, the 200s, you know, the mark question in one, also, you want to be side of it. The kids want to play. Yeah, you're allowed to play with money in Shabbos. I'm not going into that child. That could be maybe a mimic, yeah? But the child, your kids want to play. The child is, if it's a bayer, so there, it's really a third madrege. It's oichel mitoich oichel, but you want both. Now, it's le'altel. Sometimes it's le'altel, like you want to play the game now. Sometimes it's not le'altel, you finish the game. But you want the next people who will come to play the game, they will have it beat. So you want to put these cards here, these cards here, these cards here. So, this is not psoilus in oichel. This is called memayim. You organize it. The Rambam holds that it's also melacha de'oraisa. Some will say it's not a melacha bichlal. The melacha is to separate one good thing from the bad thing. I have a fork, it's with dirt, I'm taking it out, so I'm fixing it. Here, you're not fixing one over the other one. I don't know, like they're fixing both. So these are the three boyrels that a person has to know the klalim, and I'm telling you, oichel mitoich psoilus, we will start with that, is the easy one. Most people have a little bit of hand. But what you do when you have two things that are oichel, when it's called boyer or not, and then what if it's two things that you want both, or you don't want both? The fourth boyer is psoilus mitoich psoilus. And this lemais is a big kule. This basin is the heter of the sinks. That's a boil. The water goes down the drain and the dirt stays on top and you put it in the garbage. That's a boil. You know where you want the big pieces to go in or to block it. But I'm boil psoilus mitoich psoilus. Everything is garbage for me. I don't need this and I don't need this. I just need it to go to different places. And this will be also the guy to the modern world. You know, they have people that they put the bags here and the bottles here. Well, I'll mention how she was to talk. Yeah? Now the shaila is, if you're allowed to do it, they recycle. So they tell you the bottles you put here and the batteries you put here. And so they have all different garbage. America they don't know about it, but in different countries they know about it. So now the challenge is everything is garbage, but they wanted to put the bottles in. It happens, you know, in houses that the periods are a little bit, especially, and that's when people want to save money. Then it's not service, it's service. But these people want this, you know, they don't want to throw the bottles in the garbage. Besser Mensch, yeah? I would imagine they come to the garbage and the kids threw a couple of bottles into the garbage. The parents tell the kid, please take out a bottle. I want you to put it in the downstairs after Shabbos in the place that you put bottles. The mice says it's mixed together inside the garbage. He's allowed to take it out or not. We can discuss it also. It's also power mukzah. There's some liquid inside, not liquid inside. We'll get to that, right? So this, all of this is four chetimtzes of boira. Psoilis mitech oichel and opposite. Oichel mitech psoilis is the easy one. We'll start with him. Two kinds of oichel, and we divide that to two. I want one of them. I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. I want to give it to someone else. Take the onion, not to take the onion out of the salad. And then when I don't want both, I want both. I'm just the Mayan. Then there's another aloha that comes into Boira. And this is a big chidush, but the Mishnah Berurah goes very stark with it. Peeling fruits and Shabbos. To take off the peel, the Mishnah Berurah calls it Boira. Let's see, with a peeler, with a knife, when you're allowed to, when you're not allowed to. In America, people are more maker, over the world, people are more machmir about it. And we have to know again, it's for sure considered boira, the shayla when exactly it's considered boira. The next shlav in boira that we will have to get to, Be'ezus Hashem, is for example, you have a pitcher. And there's ice inside the pitcher. And you want to pour out a drink. So sometimes some people, Amazon, they want to get the ice. Kids with their cloud, yeah? But normal, mature people, they don't want the ice to go out. They want the ice to stay inside. It'll be cold for everyone. So the pitcher has two ways. You can open it and everything can fall out. Or you have like a three little, like a little fork there. That stops the ice to come out. So you take a drink, there's ice inside, you pour it, what happens, the ice comes and it can't come out, and the drink carries on coming out. That's a mibayra. It's oichel mitech oichel, but you don't want the ice to come out. And here is a big shayla in the Mishnah Berurah, how to look at it. The oichel that is coming out is oichel mitech psoiles, or it's considered what stays inside the pitcher and boir him from coming out. It's negiah, for example, in a salt shaker. And a salt shaker, Moshe, if you go to the Ramada for Shabbos, so if you're from Shemazam, you're not allowed to use the salt shakers in the Ramada because you're Michal Shabbos. Why? We'll see later, maybe from Shazam. Let's make it. I'm just saying, some shittas hold that it's Michal Shabbos. I'm sorry. The Fira Moshe Feinstein is Michal Shabbos. From Shazam, it's Mutter. Why? Because in the soul shaker of Ramada, if you open the soul shaker, oh, you'll never be there, but if you go there, that if you open the soul shaker, they put a little rice inside. Every soul shaker has rice inside, because if you don't put rice, the salt, when it gets wet, it becomes like a piece. So you can buy very good salt and it doesn't happen, but the hotels want to save money. They use a little bit cheaper salt, and they put pieces of rice inside that, no one wants to get a rice on his food. Then it says the rice is bigger from the holes of the salt shaker. So the moshul, the OU that Be'etzem gives the Hefshah of Pirim Moshe doesn't let you use it. So I give a Hefshah and the Ramana. So they claim, we don't give a Hefshah on Shabbos, we only give a Hefshah on Kashrus. That's what the OU time is. I know I had to go to for Shabbos, so I called the OU. So he told me the first thing, you can't use the salt shaker. Out of the Seder, yeah? It's a mass of a melach. It's going to be ace of this mile of the melach. But we'll see. Now, so there is again a shayla. The mice I'm taking out salt. So it could be, I'm burning oichel mitech psoilis. You're allowed to. as another shayla of Shulam Zaman, if we look at it like a kli, or not like a kli, we'll get there to the halachas. So this is another shayla that happens, the same thing in the soup. You take a little, you want to eat the barley in yeshiva, they serve it out of soup, you want the barley. So you take a ladle full with barley, and then you pour out the liquid. If it's considered that I'm boyer the barley, I'm allowed to. I'm taking barley. If it's considered that I'm boyer the liquid out of the barley, it's awesome.
So I think it's the same
kid.
There's one
klal,
or each case?
No, it's kimat a klal. Especially, I want to go, the chokhman boyer is, if you learn the klal in your chazrin, then it goes very easy. I'm just saying the Echatim says to make it after much easier to go to the Klolim. But the Yisoy, the Chochmah and Barer is to speak at the Klolim, and then the whole time we'll mention different cases to remember them. Because it changes Mamish, the Moshe, or T-Sense. The same thing. Yeah, so you have sense. So you prepare before Shabbos some sense, and you can make a cup of tea. But you have a bag. You have to know the bag, what is is inside the tea. It's boiled to pick up the bag, it's not boiled to pick up the bag. We have in America, I was in a meeting in the OU. So, everyone was testing each other there. So I told them that I saw a bottle of like a special liquor they have, and inside they put like little cherries. Or the name of it. So they have, the cherries can't get out of the bottle. This is the Mitzvah. How they get them in is a whole zach, how they get them in. It's a whole chokhmah, how they get them in. But they can't get out of the bottle. So the ma'aseh, when you pour out of the bottle, the ma'aseh, you burn them. Same problem. And again, they said the hechsher is on the cherry, not on the Shabbos. And that's it. It's also a mutter, we'll get to it later. It's called burn or not. So we'll start the klolim. The halacha is like this: you're not allowed to boil psoiles mitoich oicha. This is a cloud. The first cloud is Alamo. When I come to be Boyer and Shabbos, you're never allowed to take out the Pseilis Mitoich Oichel. We said, we'll learn later, sometimes I have to know what I'm doing. Oh, but if I have a salad, I'm not allowed to take out a piece of dirt in the salad. I have a hair in a cup, I'm not allowed to take out the hair of the cup, out of the cup. I have a fly, I'm not allowed to take him out. See, it's Eitzes to take them out with a little bit more. But to take out, it's Isur HaBoyer. Pseiles Mitech Oichel is us. The Eitzes that you're allowed to do Boyer and Shabbos is Oichel Mitech Pseiles. I have garinim, I have nuts. Some are not good, some are yes good. I'm not allowed to take out the bad ones and be left with the good ones. But I'm allowed to take out the good ones. In a soup, I'm not going out that it's too minim or not. I want the knedel. I for sure could take out the knedel. I'm boyechal mitel psoilas. If I take what I want to use, this is the first thing that is mutter and boyechal. Oichal mitel psoilas is mutter. Psoilas mitel oichal is any time also. First cloud. Second cloud. Even that oichel mitrich pseiles is muta is only if you do it in your hands. But if you do it with a keili, it's also. With a sifter, it's also.
Supposed to can.
What? Oichel is muta, the second condition, only bayat. Only by ya. We'll be again later, for example. You have some games. you know, you press, the blue one goes to here, the blue, you know, kids, different ideas. So, could be it's a keli. Could be it's a keli.
A fork is
yandere. Nechliku, what is a fork? A fork is a hand, or a fork is a keli. The ikar apsak, and this is the way we're paskening, maybe later it'll be malchivit, but I want it to be close. A fork is like a hand. But, and only one condition. The fork is like a hand if the reason you're using the fork is for the following reasons. You can't reach to it. For example, in a soup, you're trying to get the knedel, yeah? That's a chap right. You catch him with the knedel. You manage to get to them. You can. Or, for example, it's liquid. For example, you can't take out liquid without a spoon. The fork will be coming to help you to separate. It will not be allowed. The example will be, again, I'm not saying the halacha on it, I'm only saying the example. They have a lot of spoons that have holes inside that when you pick up the salad, the liquid will drip out. So, lom zogim that it's considered that I'm taking the food, now that the we'll have to later declare if it, and when I pick up the salad, I'm boiling the liquid out of the food or the food out of the liquid. But even if I'm doing the right thing, then I'm boiling the oichel out of the liquid. But this spoon is be'etzem, I'm boiling, I'm not taking out the salad out of the liquid with my hands, I'm doing it with a spoon, with a special spoon that makes it easier. So that spoon could be, will be considered a keli. Will have to be me'ayin if you're allowed to use them or not. Now it will be divided into different cases. A person that wants to do it, a lot of times you come to a meal, you don't mind, yes, liquid, not liquid, I just wanted to take salad. What I can do, I mean, anybody's modern people, they put such a fork inside. So what I do? I'm allowed to, I'm not allowed to. We'll have to discuss later these spoons. We get the different shlovi, but what is for sure, a fork or a spoon that is only for manners to get to the thing, or it's partial, you can't pick up the other thing with your hands, that the poiskim are machria, that it has a halacha of a hand, and you're allowed to bear, you don't have to do it mamish with your hand, you can do it with a fork. For example, they serve chicken, and you want to take the bottom, you like the bottom, for example. So you don't have to take the bottom and all the pieces are mixed. We'll see that it was called. You don't have to put your hands inside. You can stick the fork and you can take a piece. So we have oichel the bayar. Lafuke bekeil. The third condition is le'alter. You're not allowed to be boyer even in your hand for later. You have to do it before the meal. If it's not before the meal, you're not allowed to be boyer even by out. So again, psoilis mitrich oichel, you're never allowed to take out. You're only allowed to take oichel mitrich psoilis. But even the oichel, you have two more conditions. Bayar, v'miyar. So they give a simen, ayol, aleph yud lamed. Oichel, yad, le'alto. There's a sefer, the first sefer that came out, Amilchis Boyre was called Ayil Meshulash. All the Chumas of Eliash and Chazmish were looking at that sefer. Everyone that knows Boyre uses that sefer. It's the beginning of all the Hekev. It's called Ayil Meshulash and Shem Oichel Yad Le'alka. Why? What is the lomdus behind it? Mishabul is like this. When you take the oichel out of the psoilis, it's not called derech breire, it's called derech achile. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Lamashal says a person is eating fish, and in the middle of eating his fish, he feels a bone stuck in his mouth. What he could do? The mouth is full with challah and fish, and there's a bone. Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to take his hand inside and pull out the bone. It's not called boila. It's derech achila. The Mishnah Berurah had a tzad even that when the fish is mamish near your mouth, you're allowed to pull it out. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do it, aval yesh lilmoit zchus al hamekilim. Again, we don't do it. I said we decided not to eat fish and bones on Shabbos. But again, if you're eating fish and bones on Shabbos and the bones are already inside your mouth, but not only that, the answer you're allowed to take a piece of fish, put your mouth, and pull out the bone. Normally, if it's outside, you have to hold onto the bone and push off the fish. But you can put it in the mouth, close your mouth, and pull out the bone. Why? It's derech achil, it's not derech breire. The yesoid of meleches breire is meleches tikkun. B'meile, when you take out the psoiles, it's meleches tikkun. When you take out the oichel, it's derech achil. But when it's derech achil, when you do it with your hands, and you do it le'altel, and you do it with arakeini, ayon meshulosh. Ayon meshulosh. So the main, the first aloch, every time when you come to be boira, the first thing is, don't take something away that you don't want. Alamal, if it's a heter to do something, is to take the one that you want. The maid. We'll start the normal case. A person comes and he sees a cup with a hair inside. It's also to take out the hair, the cool out. Only if we'll take it with a spoon, with a bit of the drink around it, then it's allowed to pull out the fly himself. Avada is not allowed to. It's boira. It's boira. Now, for example, a person comes and he sees a salad. And there's some pits inside. He can't take out the pits. So what he could do? To start to take. So he has an answer. He starts to take out the salad. He puts the salad on a different plate and he will serve it. So, it's two ways. For example, you have a huge salad bowl. And in the bottom you see three pits. So if you take the top part of the salad, there's no shaychus to boil. It's not mixed with the pit. So then you're allowed to take the top part of the salad, put it in a different dish, and serve it another 10 hours also. But lamezogin, you want the whole salad. So you can't take out the pits, and you can't serve it. It's pastnish. So what you do, you're in the kitchen, you have to serve. So you take another bowl, and you start to move the salad in. You only take out the salad. And you leave all the pits. It's beseder, why? Oichel mitoch psoilus. But in condition that you're doing it miyat. You're doing it miyat. If you're not doing it miyat, you're not allowed to. Now, we'll see later what is miyat. A half an hour, an hour, for sure not a couple hours. The moshel, a person is serving, he's having guests for Shabbos. So he wants to make a tomato salad. So he goes to the fridge, there's a lot of vegetables there. So he pulls out, he's not allowed to take out the moshel. He has a basket that he wants to prepare the salad. And the basket is four carrots. He's not doing carrots. He's doing Israeli salad. With the tomatoes. He doesn't want to make carrots. He's not allowed to take out the carrots and put them back in the fridge. Because by him, this is psoilus mitoch oichel. Even though it's too many oichel, but I'm trying now to stick what we call psoilus mitoch oichel. What he's allowed to do is to take the tomatoes and the cucumbers out and to leave the carrots there. Later we'll speak if it's an eitzah to pour everything on the floor and it's separate. Happens a lot of times. I'll explain to you in a second. But the eitzah is what he has to do is to take the ones that he wants. The ones that he wants. But he has to do it samuch to the meal. He can't prepare the salad before he goes to shul and then to come back to go to daven. It's not samuch enough. has to be before he goes to the shul. Before he, when people come back from the shul, before the meal he could do it. Now, what would it be if he has to prepare salad for a whole yeshiva? It takes 10 hours. Shulzama says if it takes 10 hours, 10 hours is called samuch. Chazanish says more from half an hour is not samuch, even if you need that time. Not called samuch. So a lot of times when they prepare salads in the house, you have to know, a lot of times they're doing bayra. It will be nagia later when you're peeling. If we'll say peeling is called bayra. So again, the klal by us, the val is psoilis mitech oichel, alamol is osu, oichel mitech psoilis is muto, aber bayad, le'alte ul'alte keili. If the marshal, he can't do that. Can't, he's leaving now, the Shea Brach is coming back, and he's a choshen salad. So, I said, he has only two eitzes. Order, he takes any place that is a pit with a little bit of salad around it and takes it out. Or, he takes out the salad, but then, only if he does it, le'alte. Now, we'll go by it. So a person has a salad and he doesn't like the onions inside the salad. So for him, the onions, we look at them like psoilus. So maybe it's a bit lighter, but the way we're looking at the one that he doesn't want, we look like psoilus. The one that he doesn't want, he looks like psoilus. So, he can't take out the onions because by him it's psoilus. But the guy near him loves onions. It happens a lot of time with little kids. I don't want the knedel. I don't want the knedel. Give it to me. You told the kid, okay, give it to me. Never do that. Because when the kid takes it out of the soup, it could be his burger. You take it from him. So this is the machlekes. Some say Shulazaman Oyebach holds that if you give it to someone else, it's not called Psoilis Mitechoichem. You're feeding that person. And when someone prepares salad, he doesn't have to eat the salad. He prepares for someone else. So that person likes it. Shulazaman Oyebach says no. Val, you doing it because you don't want your salad. You don't want it inside. It's considered bayra. So this is the answer. I want to make it very clear. People have a mistake. And they get best of show when we get to the protein. So after we heard Shira now, they served soup to a kid 10 years old. He says, I don't like the knedel, right? So what his mother tells him, okay, put the knedel on my plate. You allowed to or you're not allowed? The chuvah of Yerub Shem Azam, you're allowed to. Yerub Shem Azam, you're not allowed. Came to Haitike Poiskim and said a very clear halach. Lekula alma, you're allowed to do it. The knedel is not mixed inside the soup. It's not mixed. Why a fly is considered mixed inside a cup of drink? First, because the fly is little. Second of all, the Chazanish says the fly in between his wings in all these places, he's mixed inside the liquid. The knedel is a big piece. I'll explain to you why I'm saying it.
What about onions?
What? Onions inside a salad are considered mixed. I know it's very hard to decide yourself what yes and what not. But not everything is called a mix together. Not everything. For example, a person has a jar of pickles. And there's liquid inside. And he pulls out a pickle. He's boiling the pickle out of the liquid. A lot of the places can say, no, it's not called bayra. So, the moshel. If you have the moshel, a box full with olives, so in the beginning it's bayra, because the olives with the liquid are mamish one thing. The love song is only one olive left in the whole jar. Is that mixed with the liquid? He's swimming there, it's not mixed. The nafkimina could be is, that if it's not cold mixed, could be, you could take the jar, pour out the liquid, you don't have to take out even the olive. So I we'll get to that. I just wanted to say, Lemosha, ale kneilu, most of the places you hold, it's not called boil. Lemosha, barley is mixed with the soup. Barley is mixed with the soup, even if it's an area that has a lot of barley. It's mixed inside the soup. Or yeshivit, Lemosha, when they give the whole soup pot, and you have to look inside, if I kneil like that. This is called a mix. We'll go later to the chunk when you say. This is mixed. But I speak again, someone that gets to his plate, you know, a klimoshel. Sometimes the mother serves carrots and onions and potatoes and a knedel, and the kids say, I don't want the knedel. Then it's beira. Everything he has, a whole tarloides. But sometimes you have a clear cup plate of soup. Clear. Just one little bowl. Matzo bowl is sitting there. That is not mixed. Why I'm saying that we have to say the protim are a lot. I just want to say, legami, most of the things, if you misupik, so alamol, you'll be the one to offer to take from your kid and not to tell the kid, take out and give me. Because then it could be a shayla from boyo. If you misupik, the mushroom. Sometimes you put, now I'm making it easier, I want to speak in it, you put mandalach, you know, soup nuts, you know how they call it. Yeah, and it's the kid. Something I put one of my kids starts screaming, I don't want, take it out right away. Right? I'm not sure you don't have kids. These things happen. So what do you do now? So I like it. I could take it and eat it. By me, it's no problem. But I can't tell my kid to give it to me. Now, by my kid, if he gives the soup nuts, I'm mixed in the soup. Again, could be if it's a soup and there's only one nut fell inside. Could be it's not called a mix. Now again, so it's two ways. Either you take it from the kid, or you tell him, bring it with soup. But don't let the kid to take the spoon, you know, to go for the side of the plate, and just to take out what he doesn't like. That is bayah.
What
is the gather? It's very hard. Hopefully, with a couple things, we'll get together exactly is very hard.
They still have liquid on.
What?
They're not going to be totally dry. They're going to have soup on them.
That is not. Has to be a little bit more. That little drops. What is the shear? Now, we'll take one more example from a soup. A person gets a soup. It's vegetables and liquid. Water. Now, he likes, his gishmak is to eat the vegetable separate and then the liquid. This is the way he likes to eat it. So what he does, most people, he takes what is the easy way? Try to think of yourself. You have a plate with soup and vegetables, and you want to eat them separately. So what do? You take the spoon, you pull out all the vegetables, you put them in the side somewhere, you finish the soup, and then you eat the vegetables. Well, this is one way.
Same with the salad, maybe the onions, you want to eat the onions last.
So if you like the onions, the less the salad. But then, I don't know if you have to pull it for the side, you know, but people do that. Well, then it came to soup. The soup happens a lot. A person wants to eat soup. He has vegetables. He wants to eat it separately. So, some achroinim hold. He could do what he wants. He could pull the vegetables to the side, eat the soup. Could put the vegetables, eat the soup. Why? He wants to eat both. And what is Zogin? They serve you soup and you want to eat vegetables. So you're allowed to take the vegetables to eat? Yes. If they give you a soup with vegetables and you only want to eat the vegetables, you're not allowed to pour out the liquid. So then we have to see what to do. Yeah, when you pick up the label and things that you don't want to come in, what do you do? But you got a plate and you want to eat vegetables. I'm not allowed to take out the vegetables. You want to eat liquid, you're allowed to take out the liquid. So Rav Achroinim said, if I want to eat also liquid and also, it doesn't make a difference. I could take out one, move the vegetables to the side, eat what I want. Rav Eliashiv holds it's not a problem. Rav Moshe was machmir. The Moshe Feinstein said, because by you, you want the water to be liquid and then vegetables, the vegetables become psoilus. Even that, if you only want to eat vegetables, so you're allowed to take out the vegetables out of the soup. But because you prefer to eat the liquid and then to have the vegetables, if you take out the vegetables from the soup, you consider the boil. And you're able to eat soup. But you're like taking out service out of the oil. It's a big chidush. So if it's two things that are mixed together and you want to eat them with one after each other, meikar adin da aloha is you're allowed to. It could be in a lot of things. They give you potatoes and chicken. And you know, they serve it mixed, they give you a chunk. You want to eat the kishke later. Kishmak to you. But you want first to eat the barley, the all the other things. Then you can leave, you're allowed to separate how you want. Rabbi Liashi passes, and a lot of reasons why the Iker Adin you're allowed. Rabbi Moshe was Machmer. That would be Machmer. But again, I want to make it clear. If you're the marshal, the lady in the kitchen, and you're serving chunked. Now some people serve chunked. They serve chunked. Some people like to serve the barley separately, the meat separately. She's allowed to in the kitchen to pull out the meat, to put it separately. To pull out the barley, to put it separately. And not only that, if the mistakes the barley goes into the meat, she's allowed to take it out and put it, because she's going to serve all of these things in the meal together. So she's, everything is oichel mit oichel. I'm only speaking of the person that wants to eat it in the order one after each other. When the order is one after each other, then you have to be careful. Now, the Rambam says that is boirer if you have fish, different pieces of fish, like salmon, and gefilte fish on a plate, it's considered boirer to separate them. Now, for sure, he's not talking when a person has on one side of the plate gefilte fish, one side salmon, or around it gefilte fish, in the middle salmon. But when the pieces are mixed together, Shemur says that it's not one or two pieces. That is not called a mix. But when it's a mix together, the Mishnebua says you have to be makpid again to take the one that you want. Not to take away off the one that you don't want. The emotion. Sometimes in the kitchen. But again, I'm just saying the easy way. The lady puts salmon and filter fish, everything together. She comes to serve it, the husband tells her, we have a fancy guest today, no gefilte fish. So she wanted to take off a couple of gefilte fish and to serve the salmon. She's not allowed to, it's boira, if they're mixed together. She could take off the salmon, put it on a different plate, and put it in. But what she doesn't want to serve is boira to take off the serving plate. Even if both of them are fish, I'll give you a better example. A person has a piece of chunk, nice chunk. The meat didn't come out so good. So really everything is there. But, you know, they see the meat is full with fat. It's not becoming to serve it. So they decide to leave it in the kitchen. They can't pull it out of the chunk. It's burning. By them it's psoilus now. So the same thing in pieces of fish. Everything was about to serve, and they decided it's not. So the marshal, if they have salmon and they have nice pieces and broken pieces, broken pieces passage to say it. So she picks it up, pulls out this one, then you're allowed. Why? It's the same meat. Even that these are broken ones or these are not broken ones. It's not called boiler. Why? Everything is salmon. So you're right, she wants to serve the 20 good pieces. Now she realizes a couple pieces broke. So she's taking off the broken pieces. She's serving everything, but it's a couple broken pieces of gefilte fish inside the salmon. Then she can't take them out. Because then she's burning out the gefilte fish out of the salmon. Now, to take off from the table. So for sure, it's not called Beira. If you go over, you take off all the cups, and you take off all the spoons, you take off all the forks. It's not Beira. They're not Betar Leivis. When the Betar Leivis? So the place can say like this. If you have on the plate your silverware and you have bowls, it's not called taroivis. They're separate. Only if it's piled on top of it, happens a lot of times. Someone piled it on top of it. So in this Kerel it says like this. If it sticks out yet from the pile, it's not called taroivis. Even then in food, b'chai gavnet will be called taroivis. If the gefilte fish should be laying under the sand. Because the food is mixed together. It says bones and knives are not mixed together. Only when they mamish like a chop. It's a bit cooler with this in Karalitz, because kimat every time it happens. They start to pour off to two places. So the best thing is alamot to be makpid before they start to pile from one place to the other to take off the silverware. Not like the people that they pull it, and then the end to take off the silverware. To take off the silverware before. But again, if you threw it into the garbage, Avada is a shayla from Beira. Avada is a shayla from Beira. Chicken. We'll take one more example today. Take chicken. They serve chicken. Chicken is a big problem. It's a huge problem. Why? They serve a plate full of chicken. In Yeshiva, I think they serve like it's like standing near each other. No, this little, you know, maybe less nice, but easier for Shabbos. But you know, you get a nice fancy plate, and there's a lot of pieces are landing on each other. You like dark top, yeah? Most people, they hate this. Yeah, you come, you know, most of it is at the bottom. Are you looking for your piece? So avada. If you find your piece, you're allowed to take it. Oichal v'tep soilas. Lekula avda. Lekula avda. So I understand. Rabbi Eliashiv holds bottom and top is considered chicken. It's not boiled. You're allowed to take off the white. I only want the dark. I only want the top, the bottom. No boiler. Shemazam and Ereba hold, it's considered boiler. So the top and bottom. Sometimes the Rabbi Yashi just didn't know that it's such a big difference. Yeah, I'm not doing it. I said, it's the same thing, big machlek. They said that even if you're a Yashiv, a person that could never eat it, Bichlal, maybe it is a Pseilas Behem. Now, so you have to know, we'll see later. So what happens? They serve you the plate, and you want the bottom, and it's covered with a lot of pieces. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to move the pieces to get to the piece that you want. I'm trying to get to the bottom. I'm moving it. It's not Berurah. What I'm not allowed to do is, for example, the lady in the kitchen, you know, she knows she has guests. She doesn't want, she wants to serve 20 quarters, you know, with a full knives. But someone put on a couple pieces of white. So she comes to take them out before the serve. Then she's doing bayah. Because if these pieces are mixed inside, if you're a bit shumazama, she's doing bayah. You yourself, if you need to get to the piece, you're allowed to do it. But that could be a chetimtze. And by the mashal, matzahs. This is very again. A person wants to serve matzahs. You have shleimus and shvuos. It's called boiler or not. Wasn't of kamina. You have a package. Looking for the whole ones, you take them out. So if you're doing it la'alter, it's okay. But if you're not doing it la'alter, what? It's the same meat. Oh. Shemazabal Meir Oyabach says it's called Boyer. This is Sholem when you need a Sholem. But the Yashiv holds this mutter. But it's Megiah a lot of times. For example, you only need two. Inside is a broken one. So you want to take it away, but now it's it. You can't take it away, you have to take out the two Shlemas.
The seer is not called the
altar. What?
The seer is not called the
altar. The seer is not called the altar, right? The seer is not called the altar, right? We do. So, the shaila is, we'll get it. What is the eitzer? If it helps, okay, I pick up one, okay, I don't need them, yeah? The emotional person wants to set a table. I'm especially not going into that because it's a separate halacha. You want to set the table. Put a fork here, a fork in the left, a spoon in the right. Yeah? Now everything is mixed. So guys, okay, I pick up a spoon. Where this goes here? I put next. So we'll have to see later. But the vine, I'm saying...
Is that not the same case as the soup that he separates the vegetables and
the... Wait, the matzah? No, the soup, he wants both. He only wants shlemus. He doesn't want...
And the color...
So,
what? Right, the difference is because in the soup he was going to eat both in 10 minutes. The cutlery or the silverware, he's laying the table by night for tomorrow, so there's no etta. It's not the altar, right? If it's the altar, you're allowed. If it's the altar, you're allowed.
But what's the one just by soup? Because not a table is
clean. No, because I'm doing both for now. This, as I say, we're having to go later, that it's called meal. But in the soup, be'etzem, the heter was, it was louder. We only had a shy lift to look at it like psalus or not. And the color, we don't have a heter. But again, we'll do, every time we'll do one piece, like this, we'll have all the clothing. Today we learn legabe psalus mitreich oichel. Some of the things, even that you don't want them, will not be called psalus. Lemosh, a person wants a sefer out of the closet. Shemazalman holds, it's not called Boyer. You're allowed to take the chumash by night and put it near your bed, and you'll have it tomorrow if you're going to shul. Rebbe Eliashiv holds, it's called Boyer. You're allowed to take it out before you're going to learn. But you can't take it out for tomorrow morning. Shemazalman Erbach says, even that he was matir, what would it be if it doesn't say outside nothing? Even if you know, you remember that this is the one. So Shem Zalman, you can take it out by night. So tomorrow. I'll give a better example. It's a pile of svarim. It's a chumash inside. But it's a mixed pile. You want the chapter chumash for tomorrow to put it under your standard. So you pull out the chumash, and you want to put it by you. You're not allowed. So what is the eitzer? What is the eitzer? What is the eitzer? You learn a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to cheat. Mishnah Berurah says, the moshav, he says you're serving chicken with a bowl. Now you don't want to serve the bowl to the kid. So you can't take out the bowl. It's better. Like Mishnah Berurah, you can take out the bun, suck it, and then throw it. You're allowed. But in a sefer, for example, Lo Yitzir is a sefer that you don't want. It's a pile of svarim, but there's one sefer you don't need for tomorrow. So you say, you know, him already I'll put back in the closet. You know, you took 20 svarim. That's such a big pile in the balagan. So you say, imagine this sefer I don't need. Okay, pull out the ktseis, was chelik beis instead of chelik aleph, back to the closet. If it's standing in a pile of b'tal oivis, you're not allowed to do it. We look at him like psoilis b'teichoich. So the cloud of today, say, it's about 4 or 5 klolim, and then so you have to every cloud separate. The cloud of today is psoilis b'teichoich is never us, is never muta. Oichel b'teich psoilis is muta if it's bayat. But Ale Keli, Le'alter, and it's Oichel B'teich Psoilis. This is the club. Now, every time you have to measure, I'm taking the Oichel, I'm taking the Psoilis. Now, I said, there's a lot of things that we will have to done if it's called Eichel with Tepsavis. It's called Tepsavis with an Eichel, what I'm doing. But the first thing is Alamol I measure. Ayel. Eichel, Yab, La'alta.
Why is it
because
of the name of the
mix? Then it says it's not mixed. All this one work together, it's mixed.
Makes it a Torah? Because it's not naked.
That's a big argument if it's dark.